The current global recession has taken a heavy toll on humanitarian contributions. That is one reason that non-governmental organizations gathered in New York this week when the Open Society Foundations awarded a $100 million 10-year matching grant to Human Rights Watch. When asked why his organization was contributing such a huge amount to aid human rights work, Open Society Foundation's president, Arya Nair, said his organization's name says it all.
Our purpose is to promote the development of open societies or more open societies, that is, societies in which different points of view can be expressed, the rule of law is observed, minorities are treated fairly. Those are the general aims of the foundation.
Nair says there are many worthy NGOs doing important human rights work around the world. But his foundation was especially eager to help Human Rights Watch expand its operations.
Human Rights Watch started as a U.S.-based organization in 1978. And its early activities focused to a significant extent on using the power, person, influence of the United States in order to promote human rights in other countries. Over time, it has evolved into a global organization conducting research on human rights abuses globally. And we wanted to assist Human Rights Watch in going further along those lines.
Human Rights Watch is highly regarded for its research reports that chronicle human rights abuses in more than 90 countries. These reports are made available to the press in an effort to shame human rights violators into stopping their abuse. In the past, the group has also furnished this information to policymakers, mostly in the United States and Europe. It has lobbied those governments to use their influence to get offending nations to respect human rights. But geopolitical power has shifted in recent years, says Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth, and so the focus of his organization must change as well.
There are various emerging powers in the global south who often are the most significant players in their region. And for example, in a place like Zimbabwe, even though the U.S. government or the European Union have very strong pro-human rights positions, the most important actor is South Africa. Or if you take a place like Sri Lanka, again, the Western governments are very strong about its abysmal human rights record. But it's various Asian governments that have much more influence. And so we'd like to open up offices in places like Brazil, South Africa, India, places that are democracies at home, and we hope will begin to develop foreign policies that reflect those values in their region.
One of the most effective ways for friendly governments to exert their influence is with direct or indirect economic threats, and so Human Rights Watch is working in this area as well. For example, the group might suggest to a friendly government that the next time it considers an arms sale to an abusive government, that the deal be conditional on an end to summary executions. Or Human Rights Watch might advise a national leader to withhold an economic aid package to a rogue nation's military or police force until it stops all torture practices. Billionaire financier George Soros, who founded the Open Society Foundations, is both confident and hopeful that Human Rights Watch can meet these goals. He said human rights underpin America's greatest aspirations. Soros also said human rights are at the heart of open societies, adding that the gift is also from his heart, and that Human Rights Watch is one of the most effective organizations he supports. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.